The question was asked, as we know, Hashem created the world and created the forces that are in the world and understands us better than we understand ourselves. So then, how are we to understand the concept of us still having free will? And I think this is where we have a few important concepts. Number one is the godliness of man, where Hashem gave us the capacity to choose. It's true that Hashem could have created like a computer game, right? Where the computer knows what side A will do and side B will do. Or, let's take another example. If you write the script for a play, so everyone else is going to laugh because it surprises them, but you know exactly what's about to happen, right? You're not going to laugh. It's all obvious to you. You wrote the script. So if the world was just a multitude of forces fighting the way science is trying to promote, and that's why science wants to say that people can't be held accountable if they're murderers, they were born that way, their genetic composition, their chemical makeup of their mindset, that they're angry people, they're murderers, they're all kinds of faults science wants to legitimize. So what science is trying to undermine is the basic concept of Judaism called free will. But we say that Hashem made us godly. Hashem gave us the capacity to choose. People will be predisposed, but not predetermined. You have a person who has the chemical makeup that makes him more predisposed to being a murderer. That's true. His challenge is not to be a murderer. So we believe that our free will, the free will that was granted us, is the responsibility to channel our predispositions. Everyone agrees we have different predispositions. There's more to be said, but I think that's enough on the topic for now. I'm saying this, we didn't even discuss the concept of tzimtzum. Let's say that.